I know Gary better than anyone else. And when Gary says nothing happened, nothing happened.
Lee Hart, speaking with reporters 2 days before her husband, former Democratic Colorado Senator Gary Hart, withdrew from the presidential race. The pressures in any political marriage must be enormous. So much of the marriage is conducted in public. So much is expected of each partner. The race for the White House attracts even more public attention, and allegations of extramarital affairs can only complicate everything. Washington Post reporter Myra McPherson is on the line with us from Miami. Her 1975 book, The Power Lovers, was subtitled An Intimate Look at Politics and Marriage. What's your reaction to this Hart business, Myra?
Well, it was ever thus. In times of scandal, the political wife is often called upon to shore up the unshorable, and I think we forget that as time goes on, but in a way she was following in the footsteps of Joan Kennedy, who lockstepped through the 1980 campaign with Ted, trying to put the best face on a crumpled marriage, and said, "It's been terrific for a marriage, we're doing something together." And then in January 81, they announced their plans for divorce together.
Mm-hmm. Myra, isn't there also possibly in this Lee Hart business the whole idea of investment? It's her career, too. Mrs. Hart married nearly 30 years. She's 50 years old, despite that.
And she is a politically savvy woman whom I've been told would not mind at all being in the White House as a wife of. I think that's one of the sad, unfortunate aspects of American politics, and particularly now that women are getting elected to politics on their own, the wife is this subordinate role of the helpmate, has actually very few duties other than ceremonial. And we always see what happens when a woman does speak out on her own right, you know, when a political wife has a mind of her own. When Betty Ford spoke out on abortion in the ERA, and recently when Nancy Reagan urged the ouster of Don Regan, everybody was saying, well, nobody elected them. So I think the wife is in the old rock and hard place routine, because if she does speak out and becomes a forceful person, she's criticized. The rest of the time, she's mostly standing there and looking good for the photos along with the children, so that you get an enforced separation in their marriage. You get the husband able to live a life almost of his own. Women all over, you know as well as I do, that the whole role of power is very seductive to an awful lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an enforced separation to begin with. And so I think a woman like that, who has intelligence, probably sees that the idea that she's had a whole lifetime invested in being this helpmate and not being anything in her own right, and it's a perfectly good reason probably for a lot of them to stick it out.
What's your sense of where we are sort of politically and sexually as a nation these days? You know, we're sort of in post-sexual revolutionary America. We've gone through a lot, and yet here we are upholding these old-fashioned values in a case like this. It had to have led somewhat to his withdrawal.
Well, yes and no. I think that divorce was, for example, considered terrible not so long ago. In fact, Bob Dole was very candid once talking to me about it, and he said that he would have divorced in his first marriage weeks before or months before had he not been worried about his career. But you can be a divorced or single politician and have that not be a problem anymore. I think what might be at the heart of much of this problem is a sense of hypocrisy, a sense of I owe it all to my wonderful wife, what's her name, as they're going off having affairs. It isn't so much having an affair that bothers people as much as the hypocritical stance that a politician seems to willingly take. And if he can do that about something such as marriage, then can he do this on other issues?
Thanks very much, Myra McPherson of The Washington Post.